I think we're in a position to be very reactive to, you know, what risk that people call us up and say, can you help us solve? Two trends that we're seeing in the last 9 months or so were kind of as an outgrowth of the use of asset-backed securitization. We're seeing a trend for either tax equity or the debt to use insurance to protect them against an adjustment to the qualified basis of the solar equipment.
So they're covering basis risk with insurance.
Yes. And we've always insured that as part of a broader policy where we've insured the structure, the tax credit qualification and recapture, but this trend is really focusing in on that one risk of the qualified basis based on an appraisal being challenged by the IRS. And we've been able to use insurance really in both directions, either to protect the tax equity and kind of remove them from the ABS transaction because they no longer rely on a cash sweep, or the alternative is to insure the debt, and if the cash sweep's acted upon by the tax equity because there's a tax challenge and the sponsor doesn't live up to its tax indemnity, we could replace that cash that was otherwise diverted to the tax equity. So that's one trend we've seen, and we've been doing quite a lot in that zone over the last 9 months or so. The other thing we're seeing is kind of an outgrowth, tied back to SunEdison. We're starting to see a lot of restructurings, projects that they were involved in, and that gives rise to people moving pieces around and M&A, and we're being called upon to ensure that the reps and warranties that people are looking for when they're acquiring a project that a SunEdison in bankruptcy can no longer give. Or even risks like the transaction being set aside as a fraudulent conveyance. So really seeing both the positive and the negative side of the equation.
On the basis risk insurance, how you decide how high you'll go with the basis? Is there a dollar amount per watt for rooftop solar where you draw the line?
So I'm not going to be good on converting it into watts, but what we're seeing is when we insure all the tax risks, it's usually a policy that's sized equal to the size of the tax credit. And when we're being asked to insure just the basis, there's a focus more on the developer profit or the differential between hard costs and the fair market value. And that tends to shake out to about 20 to 40% of the amount of the tax credit.
Did I hear 20 to 40% or just 20%?
20 to 40.
20 to 40% markup is where the insurance market is comfortable insuring the basis.
I mean, we would insure more than that. That's not reflective of the amount of the markup. That's more just the percentage of the credit. And that's really been driven more by the rating agencies and our clients.
And as you try to place this insurance, do you see underwriters dropping out at 450 a watt, 480 a watt? For $24 for rooftop solar, do you have a feel for that?
I really don't have it in terms of watts. We don't tend to denominate it that way, but to maybe state it in a different way, we're seeing as we get above a 20% markup, the insurers are looking for protection of a deductible.
They're looking for reinsurance,
or self-insurance.